Facebook just launched what they call the M, which is interesting. It's their very own digital assistant. And the unique thing about this one is it's kind of a combination of artificial intelligence backed by real people. So the idea here is when you ask
it a question. It's no longer a digital assistant. There's an actual assistant there.
That's right. Yeah, so exactly.
Wait a minute. We seem to be going backwards.
Is this like the Amazon thing?
Is there a guy in a box just looking?
Well, it's like the Amazon thing, right?
Right. Where
there's a hamster in the wheel, right? And he's running.
All right. So wait, what is this?
So yeah, so the idea here is they had purchased a startup or a company that actually does this, what they call deep learning. And the concept behind deep learning is you don't go somewhere to get data for somebody. You actually, the data is provided by them, by the person themselves. And so over time, they start to pull, the idea here is this is built into the Messenger app, but it won't actually get data from your feeds or from anything else. It'll get data from the messages that you send and your behaviors that you do. And so the idea here is they use that information then to make it more useful to you later on. So up front, in order to make it more useful, they use this backing of real people. And the idea is there's a team that sits there. And so if you say, hey, give me a restaurant that's close to here, or give me a customer service person over here, it will actually use a combination of artificial intelligence and a combination of real people, so deciding on whether it's good or not. But the real unique thing here is that most of these assistants, like the Bing app, the Google Now, the Cortana app, Siri, they all do stuff for you, and they ask you, and they will do just small things like tasks and send emails and stuff. But what they don't do is actually take action on things. And the thing that's different for Facebook is it will actually physically take an action. Like, say, I will need a restaurant reservation for Italian at 3 p.m. And it will go and make it for you and then ask you if it's okay. So that's kind of the unique derivative behind it. And that's where kind of the human factor comes into it.
Right. And that's a very interesting concept of having a virtual assistant that doesn't have as long of a memory as, say, Cortana or Siri. It's not really poking back into the history of your data. It's just looking at what you're providing it at the moment. Could be an interesting trend.